So no super spreader event, no liming, etc. And which brings me back to Halloween. So I'm going to be a little bit strict with this. I strongly recommend that we do no trick or treating, no Halloween parties. We'll be going back in a few weeks' time. We'll spike again, and we'll go back to the same situation. So imagine, if you will, we go trick or treating with our kids. We go from house to house to house. After we do that, we now have about 100 persons exposed, the same persons. Obviously, we're transferring the same virus, and there's a risk of surge. So I'm saying that for those parents who are home with their kids, have Halloween, make it a new normal. Have Halloween hikes. Go on a hike with your child. Have it where you can have games night, or even have movie night. You can actually stay at home and stay in your Halloween pod. So maybe a few persons, and you can actually have your mask. You can pretend anything, have games there. And you can have your sweets or non-sweets and have your own Halloween tradition. But we do not want to have that super spreader. And for the young people like me, for instance, you know, the young adults, wink, wink, we don't really want to have it where we're having a Halloween party just for the fun to break and reduce some stress. We want to not go out there and cause super spreading, which will bring us right back.